In Germany, in Greece, and Portugal today, the euro coin made its debut. Samples of the new coins are already on sale in the nine other countries adopting the euro as the sole legal currency. People living inside the so-called eurozone won't be able to spend the new money until the 1st of January. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports now from Berlin, euro fever is already sweeping the continent.
Dozens of people stood in line at Deutsche Bank today to get their hands on a small satchel of euro coins.
I'm very excited and I want to feel the new money.
I changed to 200 marks to give them to some friends as a gift for Christmas.
It will be a step to the future, for a future for Europe together.
Not since Byzantium fell to the Ottoman Empire have so many Europeans had to convert their currencies at the same time. 4.3 billion notes are ready for distribution, another 70 billion coins, hundreds of thousands of ATM machines are undergoing final checks, and in Germany alone, seven different television commercials are clogging the airwaves.
1. January 2002. 12 Länder, 300 Millionen Europäer.
This earnest piece of television advertising reminds Germans that in 12 different European countries, people with different cultures and dreams will share one currency. And the prospect is making Detlef Ramsdorf of Germany's largest bank, Deutsche Bank, very excited indeed.
12 European nations have said we want to have a common currency voluntarily. So not enforced by anybody, not from an outsider, not from an emperor or whatever. And now more than 300 million Europeans will pay in this new common currency.
A currency designed by one of Europe's own, Robert Kalina, a civil servant who works in the bowels of the Austrian National Bank building. Kalina's banknotes are what some locals are calling the world's first politically correct money. To make them easier for blind people to identify, each banknote increases in size, proportionate to value. To keep nationalism at bay, no one country can be represented on the notes, so Kalina created composites of some of Europe's finest windows, doorways, and bridges. It's meant to be a symbol of openness, he says.
They have very bright colors and very friendly and look very positive, I think.
Not everyone agrees.
I think they're very mediocre, heavily over-decorated, and I don't like them, really.
That's Alexander von Wegesack. He's the director of Germany's two most important design museums.
You see, I would prefer something which is very simple, easy to identify, and I don't like so highly decorated pieces.
Von Wegesack is particularly critical of the euro coins. Each eurozone country is allowed to design the reverse side of the coins. Germany, ever sensitive of not projecting a militaristic image, has taken its national symbol, the eagle, and given it a friendly, well-fed appearance.
Either we should give up the symbol of the eagle and find something more elegant or peaceful, but to fatten the eagle just to please strange expectations, I think is not really a good reason.
But aside from the design, Alexander von Wegesack is a fan of the euro. He's a German, and Germans are Europe's champion travelers. Come summertime, when German vacationers invade placid Spanish islands and Greek villages, all prices and all rip-offs will be in euros. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.